T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Living Better in San Diego. I'm Vicki Pepper. First Tee Pro Kids San Diego was founded with the idea that teaching underserved youth the game of golf could help develop skills required to find success in school and in life. Today, Pro Kids is a not-for-profit organization with the same mission, and it's now reopened its doors and is welcoming young people on site for extracurricular learning, physical activities, and a new distance learning support program. On the line to tell us more about this program is Program Director Christine Duggan, Program Consultant Matt Bessler, and Director of Golf Mitch Stout. Thank you for joining me.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you for having us.
Tell us about Pro Kids. What does the organization do, and how do kids become members?
So Pro Kids was founded in 1994 by NFL player Mr. Ernie Wright. Ernie saw the need in the community to give kids structure, a place to go, and a place to learn. He used golf to engage the neighborhood kids and gave them skills to go down the path of success in life, both on and off the golf course. More than 25 years later, mission of Pro Kids still stays the same, to challenge underserved youth to excel in life by promoting character development, life skills, and values through education and the game of golf. We currently have a facility in City Heights and Oceanside as well. I'll let Christine kind of chime in on how to sign up as a member.
We have recently moved to doing everything online. You can find out more information on our website, which is the First Tee. SanDiego.org. We try to make it as easy and as accessible as possible, so families can always reach out to me or to Tawana Baker. She's our program director in Oceanside, with any questions. But it's super simple to do it online, and we do offer different rates as far as the dues depending on families' financial need. So we will never turn anyone away because of the cost of the program.
What programs is Pro Kids offering to the community during these times?
Great question. So currently, when COVID kind of first hit in March, we suspended our in-person programs and were offering a lot of virtual workshops and virtual tutoring. We also expanded our meal distribution program. We partner with Feeding San Diego. So in the last couple of years, we had just been giving out meals daily to our students. A lot of them received free or reduced lunch from school, but were still kind of hungry when they were coming to our program. So we expanded that and opened that program up to the community in March, which we have given out over 35,000 meals just in City Heights. And we're also doing that program in Oceanside. As far as our other in-person programs, we started in September offering our golf classes, again, in-person. So those are small group classes. We offer two classes each afternoon, Tuesday through Fridays. We also have the Academy program, which is basically a more traditional after-school program. So we offer tutoring, academic support, as well as fun enrichment activities for students like workshops, games, field trips, and then we also launched a new program in the last 2 weeks, which is a distance learning support program. I'll let Matt talk a little bit more about that program.
Yeah, so after we spoke to our families during this time, it's been a pretty big need that families have expressed to us. And so we've opened up our doors, and students in fourth through eighth grade can actually come to our site and do their virtual learning here at ProKids. And so we have qualified staff that are here to supervise, assist, and support their learning during the day with their teachers. And like I was saying, we just heard from those families and really trying to balance that working from home and helping their kids with school
and it's been very difficult for them. So we thought that it would really help our community to be able to offer that.
And what did the kids do during these programs?
So I'll touch on the golf side of things. The program was founded for the base of golf learning. And we run the classes Tuesday through Friday, like Christine mentioned. The afternoons are broken up into two different hour segments, 3 to 4 o'clock and 4 to 5 o'clock. Our program, basically, the kids are broken up into levels based on skills and ages. And we run the year-to-year programs where the kids level up, similar to martial arts, where they start off as like a white belt and they'll move up to yellow belt and so forth, based on skills, challenges, and they have to do a workshop, turn in a report card, and they earn privileges along the way while they go up and level up.
As far as our other academic programming, it varies a lot depending on the age of students. We serve students from ages 7 to 17. So with our elementary students, there's definitely a lot of hands-on learning, spending time outdoors. Our staff each have their own specialties that they're really interested in, so they do a lot of art with the students, just really fun things in addition to their homework and their schoolwork that they might need help with, or if a student is kind of behind in a certain area, we can come up with additional resources for them to work on while they're here and get tutoring and things like that. And then we also, once kids are getting older, we're really trying to prepare them for life after high school. So we offer things like SAT classes, help with college applications, with financial aid. We go on college visits all across the state. We offer internships to our students in high school and college during the summer. They also participate in a lot of community service. We think it's really important that students feel engaged with the ProKids community and continue to give back, especially as they get older and are in college or kind of out in the real world. And the last thing is just we have a scholarship program, which is a really awesome opportunity for students. So anyone who's been part of our program for at least 2 years is eligible to apply for our scholarships, so they can use that renewable money every year towards community college, vocational school, four-year college, even graduate programs.
As your doors have reopened for in-person programs, what steps are you taking to protect the health and safety of the kids and your staff?
We have been slow in reopening all of our programs, doing it stage by stage. Earlier in the summer, we were able to reopen our golf course. It is a public course called Kalina Park. So we've been doing temperature checks every day. We're still doing that for all of our staff every day. We're having all of our staff, students, and the public wear masks all the time that they are on site, unless they're able to be socially distanced out while they're playing on the course. And we also have been doing contact tracing for all of our staff and students anytime that they're indoors. They're basically wearing a tracking beacon so we can see who they've come into contact with over a course of time in case someone gets sick. And yeah, just the basics of sanitizing surfaces, using hand sanitizer, using gloves, just encouraging all of our staff and kids to stay home if anyone that they've lived with or come into contact with is sick.
I'm speaking with Christine Duggan, Matt Bessler, and Mitch Stout of First Tee Pro Kids San Diego. How much would it cost for a kid to participate in this program?
So again, we really emphasize that we never want the cost of a program to stand in the way of a student being able to be part of this. So we work with family individually. The traditional cost for an annual membership is $250. So that covers basically all of our programming. So golf programs, after school programs, any field trips or anything we go on, it's always included in the cost of membership. And then we also offer financial aid to any family that needs that. So again, we work with families individually based on what they're able to pay. So we offer a variety of rates.
And can you share some stories about how this program has helped kids?
We've had a lot of kids go on just after high school, not only with great golf skills, but come out to be the first doctor of ProKids at UCSD, a lawyer at Berkeley. And there's so many stories to reflect on over the years. Like I said, 25 years here, there's a lot of history of Pro Tour golfers have been out there that come through the program, and then just the overall connections they've made throughout this this process over time.
Yeah, I think something that's really cool about our program is that we serve such a wide age range of students. So we have students now who are in high school and college that have been with us for 10 plus years. So I think that's just really awesome for the staff and families to see that growth over time. And we also host different events for our college students and alumni, such as our homecoming tournament, which is an annual event each winter where students come back while they're on their winter break and can see all their old friends and wear their college sweatshirts and check in on each other and see how they're doing.
And how can the community of San Diego get involved to help pro kids? Do you ever need volunteers?
We have a pretty extensive volunteer base. You can reach out to our volunteer coordinator, Eduardo. Christine, you could probably provide his email for that. And they go through a quick process of a background check and fill out a few forms here. I've had volunteers that have been probably attending for the last 8 to 10 years, giving up 2 or 3 hours of their afternoon, assisting with golf classes, taking kids out to play full-size courses on Saturday afternoons. Just a huge support. And then there's not only support for the golf side, but extra tutoring upstairs if kids are struggling in certain areas that are academics. Now, Christine, if you want to chime in on any stories of volunteers upstairs, please do.
Yeah, we always love to have people come in, even if it's one time, as like a guest speaker to talk about their career, their experiences with our students. We're always just trying to expose them to as many different career paths and ideas for their future as possible. So we usually have people coming in at least once a month to talk to students about that or to host us at their office for a field trip and have students get to see what it's like working in different sectors. We're very open and flexible with our volunteers, so anyone coming in, we try to take whatever their strengths and interests are and find a great fit for them.
And where can people go to get more information, either to sign their kid up for the program or to volunteer?
Our website is a really great resource, again, which is thefirsttsandiego.org. You can also call our front desk and they can direct you to anyone in the building. And even now that we're back on site, people can feel free to drop in and there's always someone here that can give you a tour and meet with you. But yes, all of our volunteer sign-up, family sign-ups, everything like that is on our website.
And again, that is thefirsttsandiego.org. First T, that is T-E-E, like a golf tee. Thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Awesome. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.